Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you spent time in Sacramento, you may have noticed the wide variety of murals dotting the city landscape. Perhaps your attention has been caught by the giant golden bear that resides along 21st Street, or been captivated by the embracing mother and child at the intersection of 8th and L. Both of these pieces were created by our next guest, Rafael Delgado. Rafael's work is well known here, but now he's starting to attract some notice nationally. He was just named Best New Exhibitor at Miami Art Week in December, and he just returned from Art Expo New York. You can often find Rafael working in his art studio at 12th and S Streets in Midtown, and it will be open this week as part of First Friday's Art Walk, and he joins us today. Welcome back to Insight, Rafael.
Thank you so much.
So we dug through the archives. You have been on Insight many a times before, as early as 2011.
Yes, and it's always great to be back. Such a fun experience.
Thank you. Far from a newbie, that's for sure. How did a career as an artist in Sacramento begin for you?
My dad is a picture framer. So early on in life, the idea of pictures and art is just, it was always around. So, and then my name's Rafael. So investigation into my namesake kind of prompted this idea about art, but it was always been a way for me to communicate. And then in Sacramento, actually my first art show was at the Festival de la Familia a while back. So I just, I loved the art world, the artists, and just creating art.
You've been doing it here in the city for close to two decades now, right?
Yes. And you know what? I'm just getting started.
And that is wonderful. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Traveling. I love going to museums. I like street art. I like ancient art, Mayan art, Egyptian art. And even my nephews and nieces, when they draw, I get inspired there, too. There's this, like, I love being, spontaneous and improvisational with my art. So, I really don't know what I'll be doing next, but I know I'll be doing it.
Well, it's organic.
Yeah, so, it's
a compulsion. That's the beauty of it.
Exactly. It's a compulsion to make something and beautify my surroundings.
Well, people in the city or just visiting the city, they can take in multiple pieces of your art. You've done many murals in the city, I believe three or four at least, when I was trying to take stock of them all when preparing for our conversation. What goes into accomplishing a mural, something of that scale?
It's like you look at the wall and it's such a daunting, enormous task. And you think, you can only handle what's on the end of your brush. So it's like taking bite-sized pieces out of it. And
that could be a philosophy for life.
Right. Yeah, it is, And aren't there so many analogies about like a blank canvas, life is like art. But the idea of making a mural, I also love it. I mean, right as soon as I start the wall, like I haven't even started yet and people are honking, it looks great. So it's just like once the community gets involved and people start looking at it, you almost just, it's a gift for the community as well, and the whole neighborhood kind of comes out and looks and like, oh, we're getting a new painting. So that's a cool experience as well, and I think that the more murals I make, the more I feel that it's a backdrop for life, for Sacramento. And maybe it'll end up in a movie. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's a supportive adrenaline boost. People driving by or walking by, rooting you on and to keep it up.
It's very, exactly. It's very unlike a studio experience because you're out there like embarrassingly on display painting and, there's nowhere to hide. So it's kind of unorganic. In the studio, you can just close the window and, you just see the final product. So,
well, recently you've been traveling outside of Sacramento, outside of California, and you were named Best New Exhibitor at Red Dot Miami. That was held during Miami Art Week. Now, for those who don't know and walk in the art world, how big of a deal is Miami Art Week?
I mean, it's really the epicenter of the art in December. The whole world, artists, collectors, gallerists descend on Miami. And it's basically just the world stage at that particular time. And I've been going to art weeks in Miami and New York for a long period of time, doing my homework, looking at what the world has to offer. And finally, I have to participate. I have to take this show on the road and see where see where the chips land. So it started at Art San Diego. I did an art fair there. That led me to Red Dot Miami. And, you know, it's just like such a hustling, bustling experience doing these art fairs, like all these different languages being spoken, people looking, and there's just nowhere to hide. It's your diary is open to be evaluated and you have to be ready. So I finally felt ready, super confident. And, you know, I was helping a lot of people as well. My assistant, Christian, was helping. And it was just like we had this kind of team going on. So anybody that needed help, we were getting ladders. So I don't know how to explain it. I just felt that it was, you know, it made me feel good to be a part of like an art fair. I love the work. I love setting up a gallery. I love like behind the scenes, curating, measuring tape, like wrapping things up. You know, that production is always a fun experience for me.
Help us visualize the exhibit that you did when you received an award like this.
Thousands of people were there, and talking to just hundreds of people, just, and some people, you know, they walk right by, your art is invisible, and hey, no problem. And some people, they stop, and some people like, where have you been? And the highest compliment is they buy something, which was also a great experience. But you just, I'm finding that my work is very suitable for Miami. It's colorful, it's vibrant. There's this rhythm and there's this kind of energy that was very appropriate for that type of art environment. And then, you know, all of a sudden, like I'm talking to people and the director was like points at me and I see all these cameras and they had this like award and they just walk up to me and like everyone starts taking out their phones and taking pictures. And I was just like, yes, this is awesome. So, it was just a great feeling and work started selling and the rest is history.
Oh, that's awesome. And then you come back here to Sacramento to your art studio. Mm-hmm. Are you working on anything new that's planned sometime soon?
So, yes, I am. Right now, I'm getting ready for a mural at the, on May 10th, I'll be doing a mural at the Ellison Wildlife Conservation Center in Saratoga. So I'm doing preparatory drawings for that. My freight from New York just got here, so I'm unloading that. And I'm making a bunch of new drawings and paintings and engravings. So just like, you know, doing the exhibits is one thing, but creating the work, getting back in the studio, it's like back to the drawing board, another art analogy.
Yeah, of course. And it's going to be another mural. The murals that you completed so far in the city were part of Wide Open Walls.
Correct.
And earlier this year, the organization did receive some criticism from local artists of color and just local artists in general in the community over the Lunar New Year and Tet mural in the city's Little Saigon community. They didn't commission Asian American artists. As a local artist, as someone who's been part of this mural festival, which people love in the city. Mm-hmm. What do you make of, you know, what's unfolding and the difficult conversations that are happening earlier this year?
Yeah, there are a lot of feelings involved, especially when you make something, when you make art. And, you know, when I drive through the city and I look at all the murals, I am so proud of all the work. There's hours of volunteer work. I mean, and, you know, I feel very proud that I've beautified my city and of all the opportunities that have happened. But now I'm taking this other route where I want to bring Sacramento artists to the world stage and do more outside of Sacramento. And I think that, you know, this was a starting point. And now, like, let's see what happens next. Let's see the new murals. There's so many walls in Sacramento, and I think we're just getting started.
Finally, we only have about 30 seconds left. I know you're back in the studio. You're doing work. People can take it in on Friday.
Yeah.
What can people expect for First Friday off 12th and S Street, right?
Yes, 12th and S. Yeah, what you'll see is, like, behind the scenes, you know, and I'm still unpacking things, and I'm still like, you're going to see works in progress. So it's kind of a backstage pass, and I always love talking to new people. So come and see me.
Raphael, it was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
It's like your millionth time on Insight over the last almost 20 years.
I look forward to being back every time. Thank you, Vicky. Appreciate it.
Raphael Delgado is a Sacramento artist, and you can catch him at First Friday, which is tomorrow, off 12th and S Street, where his studio is located. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to reach out to us, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.